a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 39 degrees. KSL's top story. Utah's National Guard members who were sent to Washington are talking about their job in the nation's capital. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
350 Utah troops are in the nation's capital following the violent protests nearly 2 weeks ago.
And things are actually fairly quiet right now, which is a very good thing, I would say. And hopefully they're going to stay that way.
They're working with Capitol Police ahead of Wednesday's inauguration, tasked with protecting critical buildings.
Capitol Police are assigned to a certain region within downtown D.C., and so we are supporting them in that region.
Captain Belknap says although they wish it was under different circumstances, the soldiers are in good spirits.
A lot of them have smiles on their faces. They're getting fed, they're getting sleep, they're getting chances to live a part of this historic event.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:31. The TSA and airports are increasing security after intelligence officials say they could face violence in the next few days. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Airport and airline personnel, especially here in Washington, a new intelligence analysis said are at risk of potential violence. The report, obtained by ABC News, said individuals could become physically and verbally abusive toward flight crew or other passengers because of grievances associated with the presidential transition. Members of Congress have been harassed at airports, and the TSA has increased security, which the report suggested could agitate violent individuals.
Many people who heckled Senators Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham have been banned by Delta for merely jeering at them. Local officials say the removal of some alternative social media platforms may have been partially responsible for low turnout at a Utah State Capitol protest yesterday. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Jess Anderson says without Parler and other social networks, it might have been harder for groups to organize.
Can't help but think and speculate that that was probably some of the cause for otherwise disrupting the movement.
Parler, an alternative social media network, was removed by Amazon, Apple, and Google last week. Parler is up again, but its app is unavailable in the Apple and Google stores. 2 days ahead of the inauguration, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has resigned from the Senate. ABC's Alex Stone talks about her replacement.
California Governor Gavin Newsom now formally submitting the appointment of Alex Padilla to be California's first Latino U.S. Senator. Padilla has been California's Secretary of State. As Vice President-elect Kamala Harris resigned from the Senate, Padilla resigned as Secretary of State and then was appointed by the governor to the Senate. Newsom is also submitting a nomination for a new Secretary of State. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
The Census Bureau's director has resigned nearly a year early. Stephen Dillingham's resignation comes a week after many whistleblowers within the organization reported that they were pressured to gather and publish rushed data on documented and undocumented immigrants. Dillingham's term wouldn't have been up for nearly a year. As the U.S. approaches 400,000 COVID deaths, vaccine distribution and administration has been slow going, is forcing some new mega vaccination sites to close temporarily. And online vaccine appointment forms are only allowing a fraction of people to sign up at a time.
Overall, we will require 12 million doses to reach two doses for all Marylanders. Right now, we have received 4.5% of that amount.
That is Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican who asks for patience. There's a very limited supply of vaccine right now. He's urging people, calm down, stay patient. Hundreds of people over the age of 70 lined up in Salt Lake County on this first day of mass vaccination. Health officials in Salt Lake County say they hope to vaccinate 1,000 people in their clinic at the Mountain America Expo Center. Some people say they did it to ease their concerns of being exposed every time they do anything.
Just any little thing I do, whether go to the grocery store or to the bank, I won't have as much worry when I have to do the regular activities.
Officials with the Salt Lake County Health Department say it took an average of 6 minutes for people to get through the registration line to get their vaccine. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for northern Utah. Listen, it takes effect later this evening, actually at 2 a.m., and it runs through tomorrow morning till noontime. They're advising people along the North Wasatch Front, secure leftover holiday decorations and the kids' trampolines. Wind isn't expected to be as strong as last September's big wind event, but gusts could reach 70 miles an hour. The University of Utah is kicking off a week-long celebration honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. This year, it's going to be a virtual celebration because of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
The rallies and events that would normally happen during the university's MLK Week kickoff had to be brought indoors because of COVID-19, but University VP for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, Marianne Villarreal, says they couldn't not have it.
Launching and celebrating the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. had to be done.
This year's theme is Good Trouble, to honor the late Representative John Lewis, who marched with Martin Luther King Jr. Speakers like Governor Spencer Cox say that means disrupting the wrongs in the system without unnecessary destruction.
Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we start to emerge from the abyss.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:36. So Ricky Meese, it seems like a regular afternoon rush, even though it's a holiday.
It started that way, and then about 3:30, everything changed. Right now, I-80 in the bottom half of Parley's Canyon getting hit pretty hard. You have harsh winter driving conditions. The snow is sticking to the road. It is causing slick driving conditions. And I'm going to say from about Mountaindale all the way to the mouth, and you could see slowdowns either direction. Also, we have restrictions in place now for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wind expected tonight. Hollywood needs an actress who can walk like an Egyptian. The reason why.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Is my minute of news, and it's coming up next on KSL.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.